I've been born again in Jesus' name,
and in Jesus' name I come to you to share His love as He told me to.
Well, praise God. Here it is, Wednesday the 14th already, and I'm excited because I believe we are making ourselves available to God this year. I believe we're going forward. I believe we're going to attack some things even in our own hearts and lives that need to be moved out of the way in order for us to see what God's got to say. Unto you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. And He said He's given us the keys to the kingdom. And I believe that that means that we're the light of the world. And I believe that that means that we're the salt of the earth. And God wants to position us. I don't care where you are, what your age is, that He wants to position us this year to become a shining star, you might say, in a very dark world right now. And there's so much going on behind the lines. We only have one kingdom that we dare think about, and that's the kingdom of heaven. So I talked last week a little bit about the, I moved down through this interconnectedness about the love of God. It all starts with the fact that He is love, and in Him is no darkness. And then it moves into this place of what did He do about it? It says, for grace and truth came through Jesus. And we need to know the wisdom of how to function in that grace and how to use that sword. I picture a person with a fight coming at him and he don't know quite how to get that sword out of the sheath. It says, taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and using it like a warrior. We're the sons of a warrior. Jesus was the greatest champion of all time. He went into the very pits of hell and took over. And if we think we're just going through this world to be agreeable and nice moral people, we've really been fooled. And God's saying, you know what, we can fight a good fight. We can win this race. We can do what God has sent us to do. So I got Hannah going to talk this weekend about faith, and I want all of us to be acutely aware. Do not miss Sunday, because she's been studying for about 3 weeks on this and looking down deep and searching her heart. And so I just want us to realize that this faith that we're talking about, He said in 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So we could say the victory plugs into the love of God, plugs into the grace or the gifts of God that He's given us to be an effective witness. You know, there's so many things, but I'm just following this chain, the love of God, the grace of God, and then knowing how to use that grace and wisdom of God and function in it. And then we have the fear of the Lord, which is the very beginning of wisdom. And I don't think any of that works without faith. Without faith, you cannot please God. Why? Because you can't plug into the love, the grace, the wisdom that God has for us this year. And so I just want to encourage you, do not, under any circumstances, miss out. If you've got to be out of town, please, please, please listen to what's being said, because Hannah always has a pictorial, and she's really good at presenting this. I've watched her with the youth, and I just want to train up our young people to be fire, Holy Ghost and fire, He said. So we're here to light things up, and I want to encourage you today. I want to pray for you in closing here. Father, I want to thank You for these Your people. They are Your people, Lord God. Like Moses said, these are Your people here on this planet, sent to do what You have planned out for them since before the foundation of the world. And so, Lord, I speak over them this morning, Lord God, that they are on fire. They are filled with the Holy Ghost and being filled with the Holy Ghost and on fire in You, Father God, because Your purpose is the top purpose of all purposes. And Lord, I want to thank You for them, because they hear Your voice, the voice of another, they do not follow. In Jesus' name.